Fill in the blank quiz. Listen and fill in the blanks with a word for each.
Artist Trina Lucido creates coloring books. To find inspiration for her drawings, she says she doesn't have to look far.
One day I saw a beautiful leaf and boom, I did a whole page with leaves. Some came from sketchbooks and some were just a one-word inspiration. I just saw something on the ground and that was my inspiration that day.
Trina Lucido's latest coloring book contains 40 pages filled with hand-sketched drawings of flowers, birds, and geometric shapes. It also has spaces to journal, in other words, to write about what you're doing or thinking. Journaling has long been an exercise in many types of therapy. Lucido says the big idea behind her latest book is to help encourage people to do something creative.
It's called Color, Write, and Create, and I wanted to do something that would encourage people to be creative.
Lucido adds that the act of coloring becomes almost healing, or as she says, therapeutic.
Something else that I've heard from people that they're buying these for people who are either ill or going through a rough time, and they feel this is something that kind of will just sort of help them almost therapeutically.
Art therapy experts have said in several articles that coloring can reduce stress by focusing you on a simple task. When you are filling in a flower with a vibrant purple color, you focus on the flower and not on your troubles. Experts add that coloring can bring out your imagination and can take you back to your childhood. Psychologists add that coloring activates your brain in a healthy way. The shape and form of the drawings activate one side of the brain, while the color and texture of the drawing material activates the other. Coloring also exercises a person's fine motor skills. But people drawn to coloring books probably are not thinking of exercising their fine motor skills.